It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, 3 o'clock. Great to have you with us. Odyssey.com Rewind. You missed anything? Talked a little college hoops to open. The cost of doing business is going up. What it'll take to win a natty. And really, whether you believe your school of choice is willing. I want to talk Pistons, though, right now, because this weekend was wild. And unfortunately, in 2025, you have to offer a PSA because people lack any critical thinking skills. So let me say this for the people in the back. I have already awarded Bickerstaff Coach of the Year. This is already the greatest turnaround in Pistons history. I cannot tell you how much respect I have for the guys in that locker room and Trajan Langdon and what they have put together. Me not believing they're making a meaningful run in the playoffs is just living in the real world. But that has nothing to take away from what they've accomplished. So, for the people in the back, but let me offer you both sides of the coin, because I do think the Pistons are at a bit of a crossroads. So, Friday night, without Cade, without Tobias, they beat the Cleveland Cavaliers. That is their best win of the season. And I'm not even going to get into the mix of, well, Cleveland knows they're the one and who cares. Just leave it what it is. They had a full complement of players. You didn't. You beat them. It's your best win of the year. Then there was last night where, and I know what this town wants. I know what you want. You want to fall into every lazy, comfortable stereotype that this town always falls victim to, especially with the Pistons, where Isaiah Stewart involved in another fight, where Bickerstaff is going at it with the other coach, seven players are ejected, and primarily, it cost you the game. You were going to win that game. I really believe you were going to win that game if that didn't happen. Wolves end up going on to win by 20. And by the way, it can't just be blame beef stew. Nobody was more excited to draft Ron Holland than me, but Ron Holland is on the graduate program to becoming faster beef stew. He's always ready to get at it. So here's my question. And look, what's not a question as much as it is a statement. The Pistons have an opportunity to be very, very good in the near term. And I don't mean fun regular season good. Of, hey, we had a great turnaround. Hey, we're a 4, a 5, a 6 seed. I mean, near term, next 2 years, actual threat to Eastern Conference. But if you fall into this bad boy stuff, look, from day one, Rico, Bickerstaff talked about physicality, talked about tapping into the culture of the franchise. Beef Stew being the team mascot, guy who's been, what, suspended now? Well, it'll be 7 times. He's going to get suspended from last night. It's at least 12 technical fouls. if you want to take on this mantra of being the bad boys, you are not going to have your best chance to win a championship. Full stop. Now, I didn't say impossible, because if anything, the 04 Pistons showed you can win a title winning 73-67. But here's the one thing I caution you, with all the good vibes of the Pistons. The league has changed so much in the last 20 years. The 15 years between the bad boys and going to work, that's nothing compared to how the league has changed from 04 to 2025. Guys, they will do everything in their power to not let you win a title. The TV money's too big, the players make too much money, and ain't nobody trying to watch that. So here's my thing. I need to know what you want. We all love where the team is at. We love we're going to get to watch a playoff series. And depending who they play, will depend on what answer I give you on whether I think they can win a series. But Rico, last night, like...
But losing a game like last night doesn't help you in trying to get to that fifth seed to get out of playing in New York.
More than that, it's about leaning into stereotypes that are going to hurt your ability to win it all. Being the bad boys in 2025, I think it's a road to nowhere.
Oh, Mike, not only that, is you, if you embrace the whole bad boy thing, the Detroit versus everybody, just know, as you said, the league, you won't get any calls. If anything happens and Isaiah Stewart is within 10 feet, it's a foul on him. Yeah. Why? Reputation. Okay? The unfortunate thing, it'll be like Draymond Green, except for you don't have the Splash Brothers to bail you out. It's just going to be, oh, okay, foul, 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 ejection.
And understand, nowhere along the line, I don't speak for you, I'm speaking for myself. I'm not asking the Pistons to play pretty boy basketball. I'm not asking them to not be physical or not play defense. What I'm saying is there is this bad boy thing, this Detroit basketball thing, the Detroit versus everybody thing is like a snack, and it's not a healthy one. And this town loves to snack. And the whole point I'm making is Cade has an opportunity to be an all-NBA player. You have an opportunity to add another type of player through a bold move this summer. I don't think the best course, the best way forward, well, we're going to tap into what has worked in the past, because I don't think the league's ever allowing it again. Now, it's work to turn it around. I can't argue that. I wouldn't try. But last night is like, first of all, I'm worried Isaiah Stewart's going to cost you a playoff game. Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. And injury attorney David Femenino has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femenino, 855-65-CRASH. Go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. Get your life back on track. Getdavidgetpaid.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
I mean, he just takes so much pride in being the team mascot. Yes, he's a good defensive player.
grabbing the jersey and pointing to Detroit.
That's the stuff. That's the stuff to me that's not basketball. And I don't think it's going to benefit them long term. I think it's great to set the foundation, but this is the fork in the road. The question I have for you guys. Okay, now that we've established what it's going to take to be a Piston, you got to guard. You got to give your effort, right? Well, we have saluted this team all year. They try. 75% of the teams in the league don't. You can go left, which is like, hey, draw the line in the sand. We're not leaning into this bad boy enforcer. We're not doing that. Or do you just want to go all in? Do you essentially want Bill Laimbeer fighting Robert Parrish in the lane? You know, do you want someone biting Danny Ainge's finger off? Like, if that's what you want, your prerogative. But I'm telling you, it's going to hurt your ability to win a championship in a modern NBA. That's just where I'm at. And I thought Friday was the good, Sunday was the bad. And you're like, okay. Because what happens is, and you hear hosts on this station do it, you certainly hear callers. They're championing Isaiah Stewart and what went down last night. I'm sitting here going, hey, it's a regular season game. I'm not going to yell about it. But I would distance myself from all that if I want to win it all.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, because I think where you draw the line in playing tough, but not stupid. You could play aggressive basketball, but not just irresponsible, where you're just out there trying to be the toughest guy and I'm going to beat people up. No. You could play tough basketball. You could play that gritty defense that, you know, Detroit loves its grit. But you don't have to take it that next step. You don't have to, because like it or not, Isaiah Stewart, he's a marked man. He will not get the benefit of anything from here on out.
What do you think they're going to do suspension-wise? Because, again, he has a value as a backup center. He's a good defensive player. I guarantee if I pull rim protection metrics, he's pretty high.
Yeah.
He's got a value as a backup. So, look, what do you think? He's a repeat offender. What do you think they're going to ding him with?
I mean, I guess, see, the thing, it's hard to see what actually happened in that scrum. So he'll probably get a game suspension.
Oh, I think it's going to be more than that.
Really?
Yeah.
Two?
Well, you just said it, Mark Mann. He's been suspended six times.
But now here's the other thing. Now if I get into the playoffs and the playoffs are starting to get tight, I'm going to provoke him.
Well, if you play Indiana, he's going to kill somebody.
Yeah, I'm going to
go. Not literally, but if they play Indiana with the way that team plays and Miles Turner, I could see Beef Stew pointing his finger and trying to get somebody.
I'm just going to go in and pull the old Jerry C. Stings and just get somebody to go into the game.
Yeah.
Just to get him tossed out of the game.
I want to lean into this team getting another A-list superstar to pair with Cade. Do you want to lean into what they're leaning into? Because, look, Coach of the Year is Bickerstaff. Anyone wins it, the award's more of a farce than I already believe it is. The turnaround's been incredible. But what I don't want to do is lean into that stuff more. And if you don't curb it, look, Ron Holland, I am a big believer in him. I think he's going to be a really good player. But, man, what you don't want is, like, instigator Ron Holland. I don't want Ron Holland to be Dylan Brooks. And I don't need Beef Stew to be Dylan Brooks. I don't think that helps you, and guess what? It didn't help Memphis. I don't think the league wants that. So what I'm saying is, hey, we're all excited, and they might end up doing something in the playoffs and busting somebody's balls if they play the right team. But what do you want from this long term? Because this really is going to be the start of what their window looks like. Do you want to lean into bad boy culture? We're not going to have superstars. We're not going to have pretty boys. We're not going to do it that way. We're going to fly counterculture into the league. Or do you want them to conform a little more? I think it's an interesting question because the foundation has been built on toughness, defense, effort, shooting. Noted.
But just know, if you go the bad boy route, you don't get to complain that the league hates us. Yes, they do. They're telling you right now, we don't like this style. And if you play this style, you're going to be punished. You're not going to get the benefit of the doubt. You're going to get a bunch of bad calls that are going to be like, well, they're only doing that because we're Detroit. Exactly. Because you chose to go out there and play this style
of basketball. And again, DiVincenzo's a punk. I'm not telling you he didn't provoke some things. But if you provoke someone knowing you're getting a reaction, you know what DiVincenzo did? It's the equivalent of an old school hockey fight. I'm going to get your better player taken out. And what did it cost me? The Pistons really got hurt last night because they did respond. And again, Bickerstaff was getting after it.
He was.
So it's one of those deals where I'm like, all right, hey, it happened. No big deal. But I don't need more stuff. And it's starting to feel like people want more. They want the bad boy culture.
They want that identity.
Yeah, I don't. I think it's cliche, and I don't think they have to be that way. I think Detroit can be the best team in the league, not having to be going to work or bad boys.
Come on. Did you not see Scoobal's message to everybody?
Oh, please. That was ridiculous. Do the message if you're going to re-sign.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.